This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain and the United States are condemning what they said were a litany of malicious cyber attacks orchestrated by Russian military intelligence. At a news conference, the Assistant Attorney General John Demers says that the alleged Russian military hackers released a computer worm that shut down systems and endangered innocent people from Ukraine to Pennsylvania.
The conspirators designed the malware to spread with devastating and indiscriminate alacrity, bringing down entire networks in seconds and searching for remote computer connections through which to attack additional innocent victims, all without hope of recovery or repair.
Britain and the United States said on Monday the hackers were involved in other attacks, like the attack at the 2018 Winter Olympics opening ceremony in South Korea, which compromised hundreds of computers, took down internet access, and disrupted broadcast feeds. And meanwhile, Japan's chief government spokesman reacted Tuesday, saying that the malicious cyber attacks cannot be overlooked and the country will proceed with anti-cyber attack measures to make sure the Tokyo Olympics succeed. The games were originally set for this year, but postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Wasting no time, the U.S. Senate is on track to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court by next Monday. Republicans are charging toward a rare weekend session to push past procedural steps and install President Trump's pick before Election Day. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he will begin the process as soon as the Senate Judiciary Committee wraps up its work this Tuesday. Democrats decry this particular rush, but they do not have the votes to block it. Mr. Trump's nominee is on a glide path to confirmation. This is VOA News. The California governor, Gavin Newsom, says that the state will not allow any distribution of coronavirus vaccines in the state until it's reviewed by the state's own panel of experts. Newsom, a Democrat, said Monday the state wants its own independent review no matter who wins the presidential election next month. He named 11 doctors and scientists to review any rollout of vaccines by the federal government or vaccine developers. They hail from top California universities and medical providers, along with state and local public health officials. The pledge raises the possibility that California residents might not receive a vaccine as distribution begins in other states. A number of fishing crews who flew into New Zealand on chartered planes have the coronavirus. Health officials said Tuesday that 11 have tested positive so far and another 14 cases are being investigated. Crew members have been quarantined at a Christchurch hotel since they arrived and tested positive during routine testing, according to the officials. The news could deal a blow to New Zealand's efforts to restart its fishing industry, which has struggled to find local workers to crew vessels. A change has been announced for Thursday night's final presidential debate. AP correspondent Mike Rossia with details.
President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden will each be allowed to make uninterrupted remarks for 2 minutes per topic in Thursday night's final presidential debate. The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debate says the microphone for the candidate who is not supposed to be speaking will be muted during the 2 minutes that are allowed for opening remarks on each debate topic. The Trump campaign had pressured the commission to avoid changing the rules, but the Biden campaign wanted a more ordered format, hoping to avoid a repeat of the September 29th free-for-all.
Sir, it's just the wrong statement.
Yeah, I understand. You've agreed to the 2 minutes, so please let him have it.
Do I get my time back?
Mike Gracia, Washington.
Bolivia appears to be shifting sharply away from the conservative policies of the U.S.-backed interim government that took power last year after leftist President Evo Morales resigned and fled the country. His party is claiming victory in Sunday's presidential election, and the leading rival to his hand-picked successor conceded defeat Monday, as did interim president Jeanine Añez. Officials are not releasing a quick count of results from Sunday's vote, but two independent samples of selected polling places give them a lead well beyond what he needs to avoid a runoff. And Tropical Storm Epsilon has now strengthened in the central Atlantic. It's the latest in what has been a very busy hurricane season. The storm has maximum sustained winds of about 45 miles per hour. That's up slightly from when it formed hours earlier Monday. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says additional strengthening is expected, and Epsilon is forecast to be at or near hurricane strength by early Thursday. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.